was landing in the rain gutter and then splashing, belly flopping right into the pool. And then it would fly back up to the rain gutter and it would belly flop right into the pool. And then they recognized what was going on. They had a dear friend who had recently made her transition into non-physical. And usually when someone makes their transition, if it's someone that they know well, Esther begins having conversation with them soon. So Esther was a bit annoyed at this friend because she was having no conversation. What's going on? Why am I not hearing from you? And we said to Esther, it's because you've been very mad at her. It was one of those, I wasn't done with you, so, and you've left too soon sort of feelings. But as soon as Esther released her frustration and anger at her friend for making an early departure, now their friend was visiting. And then Jerry remembered that they had had many conversations. Jerry had been a diver, and this woman had been a diver, both winning many contests for their diving from high boards. And she had said to them, I will one day come and swim with you in your pool in Texas. And now here she was, diving with them. And as soon as they came to the recollection of that, they were covered with those goosebumps of awareness as they realized that their friend Jinx had not become a bird, but her intention to have that experience had been strong enough that the bird was willing to channel her wishes and give Jerry and Esther the experience of that, you see. As you watch around you, there are endless experiences that are happening for you, that are being inspired from your dearly departed who have gone nowhere, who are clearly aware of you, and who are wanting to remind you that there is no separation between that which you have divined and interpreted through your physical senses that you call physical, real life reality. There is very little difference between this vibration that you call reality and the larger reality that is what we are all really about. And as you hear these things and watch for them in your own experience and come to know that we are all in this together, you will have no times of separation. You will lose your fear of death, and only then will you really begin to live life in the way that you've intended. You cannot live life fully as long as you harbor a fear of death. They do not go together. Let it go. Yes.
Thank you. I have two questions. I'll ask the... In case I only have time for one, I'll ask this one first. And I knew you were going to call on me because it was so obviously the next transitional.
If it's about death,
question.
We're going to kill you.
It's not. It's not. It's about a different kind of transition.
We are just playing.
I feel as though I am going through a life change that is bringing me more, much more fully into my own power.
Agreed.
I love much of this feeling. I find I want more sleep and alone time right now, as though I am in a cocoon and waiting to emerge into what is gloriously next.
Well, that may be how it feels, but what's really happening is you are not confident that you have the ability to be out in the world and connected. So withdrawing is sort of a safety net that you are okay. setting forth. And
yeah.
we're encouraging you to get out there. Wake up, get out there, and line up your energy.
I'll do my best. moving along with this. I experience heat and what feels like power, primarily in the palms of my hands, the soles of my feet, and in my heart.
That's because you're summoning energy, and when you feel it like that in those different places, it means that there's resistance that's keeping it from streaming completely. In other words, what you're reaching for are ripples that are moving through you, ripples that are moving through you, ripples that are moving
right.
through you, and in time, no awareness of it at all because you've acclimated to it. But when you feel an intensity of energy in the palms of your hand or in your feet or in any of those chakra places that people are wanting to